Now, another mid-century industrial artifact, it's a floating mine left over from World War II. It was found this week in the Black Sea harbor of Sevastopol, where a U.S. Navy ship is visiting Ukraine this week. It's caused no damage. They're going to haul the thing off somewhere and blow it up safely. We're joined now by Melvin Goodman. He's a senior fellow at the Center for International Policy. Melvin, how common are these things?
Well, I think one of the sad things about military history and about the history of warfare is that there are weapons from all previous battles, going back to World War I and even longer, that are found on a regular basis. They're still finding chemical weapons in my own neighborhood in Bethesda, Maryland, which is outside of Washington, D.C., and for landmines particularly, which are very dangerous, and sea mines or water mines, these things can be found all over the place. So it is not unusual.
Well, it feels unusual. I mean, is this one of these old ball mines with little stubby rivets popping out of it that I've seen in World War II movies? And how could such a thing still be floating? I mean, it's more than 60 years since the end of World War II.
Well, when you're talking about bodies of water like the Black Sea, large bodies of water where you had international presence, you had the American Navy, the British Navy, the Russian Navy, the threat of the German Navy, it's just not unusual to find these things out there. And again, for mines particularly, both land-based mines and sea-based mines, they are still out there and potentially, I guess, could do some harm, but I can't believe these things would still be operative 65 years later.
Here is what I hope is a really dumb question. You're at the beach in Delaware. I live near the beach in Los Angeles. What are the chances that we could actually encounter one of these things in our waters?
Well, where I'm in Delaware, they have all sorts of observation posts left from World War II because of the threat of the German submarine, which was off the coast of Delaware and Maryland in the 1940s. So I think it's quite possible that a weapon of this type or a chemical weapon could be found. There's always that incredible risk. Those people are out there digging with their Geiger counters in the beach looking for nickels might find a surprise one of these days.
That's not the answer I was looking for.
Have fun on the beach, Alex.
Melvin Goodman, the author of The Failure of Intelligence, The Decline and Fall of the CIA. That book is coming in December. Melvin, thanks.
Thank you very much.